Audio on The Ascension Handbook. Section 1, Introduction to Ascension. The vibratory nature of our solar system is rapidly changing as it has seen the completion of the 26,000-year minor cycle in the precession of the equinox and the beginning of the next cycle, the Golden Age. The density in the nucleus of every atom on the planet has slowly amplified to a higher frequency for decades. For nearly 70 years, the DNA of every sentient being on the planet was being upgraded, awakened, if you will, at a cellular level to set the stage for ascending to higher levels of consciousness regardless of our readiness. Let's begin with an overview of your divine purpose. You are a spiritual being, a soul, having a human experience. In the beginning, you were a fragment of the Creator, infinite consciousness. Imagine a spark that was broken off eons ago as a soul, as an individual unit of consciousness. You were given a simple mission: go away and experience all the different types of realities and existences known to the universe, learn and advance your knowledge and wisdom, and eventually you can return home to rejoin the Creator after having a complete understanding of all that is. To do this, you must evolve through a number of dimensions, which are different realities where you can learn and experience yourself in different forms. Presently, you are experiencing the third dimension as a human being for your spiritual growth on Earth. However, you have been reincarnating on this planet for thousands of years, and selected a wide variety of different lives to advance your consciousness by experiencing the 3D lesson of duality, where you have emotionally experienced and explored the highs and lows of every different aspect as a human being. After each physical death on Earth, you returned home to the spirit world, and began planning your next incarnation. For many of you, your soul or consciousness has now finished experiencing duality in the third dimension. You have nothing left to learn. Life is not defined by physical death. Your soul is immortal. Incarnations have been all about the spiritual advancement of your consciousness. Now it is time for you to decide to take the next evolutionary step and ascend to the fourth dimension. Spiritual ascension refers to your conscious decision to evolve as a spiritual being and progress to the next dimension, to experience a new reality that operates under a different spiritual law to continue your spiritual growth. The soul of every human being on the planet will ascend at the time of the planetary shift. At the time of this great event, your frequency or energy signature determines your destination. Humanity has two ways to go. 1. Those people who choose to embrace personal ascension, achieve a higher frequency and ascend to new Earth in the fourth dimension. 2. Alternatively, the people who choose not to participate in personal ascension and choose to remain in the lower frequency will die naturally during the shift and later reincarnate on an alternative third dimension planet in the universe, to complete their 3D lessons. To understand personal ascension, first comprehend the concepts that form the following principles. You are a soul or unit of consciousness interconnected to the universe and the Creator. Your body contains your consciousness. This is you: thoughts, intellect, emotions, memories, etc. Each dimension has different spiritual laws that govern what souls learn and experience. To master your third dimensional lessons, you have reincarnated on Earth over many lifetimes. As a spiritual being, your divine mission is to continually evolve emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Your human body consists of two different systems: the biological body and the human energy system. Both bodies interact and sustain each other. Lastly, the law of one are universal principles that explain the purpose of why we are here, the nature of the universe, and the spiritual laws that govern what you experience in each dimension. In addition, the law explains the purpose for your spiritual progress, how spiritual consciousness is interconnected in all things, and teaches the divine truth that every soul is an essence of the Creator. Personal ascension. Planetary ascension is different from personal ascension. Earth has been undergoing planetary ascension for decades, where the planet's magnetic fields have slowly adjusted to a higher frequency, which prepares the planet for a planetary shift. Ascension means to move up, evolve, or progress. Earth's ascension is a separate evolutionary process to human souls, but we are all invited to accompany Mother Gaia. This knowledge is to assist you to prepare for personal ascension before Earth moves into her new home. Personal ascension is a full mind, body and spirit program. From a spiritual perspective, personal ascension means the conscious decision to evolve as a spiritual being and progress to the next dimension within the universe to experience a higher vibrational state of existence or a new reality. This is your divine mission, to experience different dimensions within the universe and advance your consciousness. Right now, you are invited to release yourself from the lower vibrations of this dense, physical third dimension and choose to rise up to a higher frequency. Ascension is a personal choice. Many people will decline, some will ascend for spiritual reasons while others may wish to experience a new way of living on new Earth. One of the aims of personal ascension involves increasing the vibrational configuration of your body, to ensure you are compatible to live on Earth's new frequency and to keep you vibrationally anchored to the planet during the planetary shift. This is called physical ascension. To understand this, you need to perceive the physical body as both biological and as energy. The first of your energy bodies is called the ethereal body, which is the invisible clone of your biological body. It is an exact duplicate, and has its own specific frequency signature, which is determined by the status and health of your 7 primary chakras. Each of your primary chakras has a specific frequency, so the overall number of fully functioning chakras determines your energy signature. For example, when the lower chakras are blocked and not fully functioning, you would have a low energy signature. That lower energy signature is not compatible with New Earth. Personal ascension is designed to help you gradually raise the frequency of your energy signature. There is direct energetic relationship between the ethereal body and your consciousness. How does this work? Your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, behavior and emotions are commonly known as your consciousness. Your consciousness is you, your soul. Therefore, your consciousness is simple conscious energy that feeds directly into your chakra system. Currently, your 3D consciousness is not compatible with the higher frequency. The aim of personal ascension involves expanding your consciousness, which means once you have consciously decided to release yourself from the third dimension or this reality and decide to live on New Earth, you will find yourself making the necessary changes in your life, such as changing your thoughts or emotions to align yourself with the new 4D consciousness. As a result of this process, new conscious energy, you automatically begin to increase your energy signature to a higher level. An individual that has mastered the ability to hold higher frequencies is known as a light worker. Personal ascension involves completing a number of activities. These are specific strategies that increase, amplify the frequency of your consciousness, which will automatically raise the frequency of your energy signature. You cannot fake ascension, because a person's energy signature determines the outcome at the time of the planetary shift. The following table summarizes the learning outcomes contained within the personal ascension program. It simply involves using ascension activities to align the four bodies into a unified body, mind, spirit body, also known as your light body. Introduction to the Law of One. The Law of One is the universal law of love, which explains the spiritual and scientific principles of the multiverse, multiple universes. It acknowledges that your soul is a unique portion of the Creator. Our soul is a single unit of consciousness that stems from the Creator's consciousness. This is known as infinite consciousness. All units of consciousness are interconnected to all other types of consciousness. Everything that exists is called the Creator, also known as the Source. Infinite consciousness is the universal energy that exists everywhere or all that is. The Creator has no gender. Infinite consciousness is neither male nor female. There is no such thing as God. This is a human word. The term God does not mean a single patriarchal, masculine bearded man that mainstream religions have falsely personified, but represents infinite consciousness. The Creator represents the life force energy, the infinite intelligence and the work engine of creation, omnipresent and exists on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. The Creator does not have a physical body, rather it is plural and refers to the sum of all units of consciousness in the multiverse, infinite consciousness. Everything that exists is divine. Everyone is divine. You are Christ. The Creator is omniscience, all-knowing, omnipresent, everywhere all at once, and omnipotent, all-powerful. These two concepts, infinite consciousness and the individual consciousness, are the key principles for understanding the law of one. First, realize that all consciousness is equal. We are all fragments of same consciousness, it is original source of consciousness, and each one of us will eventually return home to this source energy or the Creator. Imagine the source as one big ball of energy and each particle of light is one soul. You stem from this ball of energy. Your soul is that unit of individual consciousness. All is one, means everything that exists, is the source energy, the infinite Creator. All creation is infinite consciousness and a living collective. Each one of us was given a divine mission. Go away and explore ourselves. Learn, grow and understand everything that has been created and eventually rejoin the Creator after having learned everything that is infinitely possible to experience, having acquired the highest understanding of creation itself for all that is. Your path of evolution is unique to you, but you are not separate from other souls. Rather, your individuality is your unique story and journey to understand creation. Your mission is achieved by ascending your individual consciousness through each of the dimensions within the universe. To begin your mission, you had to experience a variety of intense 3D lessons on Earth, including selfishness, pain, poverty, love, anger, etc. Earth is a planet to begin evolving your consciousness at the infant level. You consciously realize this illusion and choose to stop experiencing those dense lessons, then decide to continue your spiritual growth beyond this dimension. Your soul, the non-physical part of you, needs to constantly seek out new experiences to grow, expand, learn and explore itself. Therefore, the most important principle in the law of one is the understanding that every soul is currently experiencing and learning different spiritual lessons to your own. Because we are all one, there is no right or wrong. In the spirit world, a soul's rank or degree of spiritual advancement has been achieved from their accumulated wisdom within the third dimension. Reincarnation has been the tool for spiritual growth. In regards to the law of one, there is no such thing as sin, judgment, punishment, heaven or hell. These beliefs were falsely created by humanity. With regard to reincarnation, comprehend that when all souls return to the spirit world, they are authentically respected and adored for the difficult lessons they have selected to experience for their own spiritual advancement and that of the collective on the earth plane. Medieval religion, and not Christ, created the notion of judgment and punishment after death. As a result, we have been exposed to the perpetuation of the concept of the Antichrist. The law of one only recognizes the infinite love of the Creator, which exists within everyone and everything. Each time a soul incarnates, it selects a religion that can nourish its spirituality. This is why humans are not godless. You are constantly evolving to once again regain your connection to the Creator. The two key attributes of divinity, unconditional love and compassion, are the key qualities and core characteristics that underpin the law of one. More importantly, the law of one is not a religion, because it is not a man-made doctrine, rather it is a universal law that states that you are Christ. You do not have to wait for salvation because you already hold the power to learn, demonstrate and practice divinity, unconditional love and compassion. You are an individual unit of consciousness, but we are one. No person can claim to be greater than another. For many souls on the planet, they have now reached the end of their 3D incarnational cycles in duality. They are ready to break free and continue advancing and experiencing in the fourth dimension. That is the purpose of the ascension. When ascension is experienced properly, a person is never the same and never sees their reality in the same manner again. From that point on, everything becomes clear and you finally realize you are a spiritual being connected to everything that exists. Materialism, selfishness and greed become a thing of the past. You accept the very thing you always wanted. New Earth offers you world peace and unity. To join new humanity, reflect on this question: how much love, your energy, resources, attention, wisdom and being, are you prepared to freely share to help others? Infinite Consciousness, the Creator. This section will now describe infinite consciousness. Regardless of your personal views, keep an open mind in regard to the endless explanations to explain creation. Creation is composed of two materials. The first is known as consciousness and the other is light. Consciousness is the basic building block of creation in the cosmos. It is your soul, it is energy, and you are a unit of consciousness. Light is the physical manifestation of creation. It exists as both matter and antimatter, which allows consciousness to experience itself in physical or non-physical form. Thus, love, consciousness, and light, matter, are both forms of energy. All universes are made up of consciousness composed from a single, supreme source of infinite consciousness, known as the Creator. The multiverse, the living cosmos or super-universe, is shaped like a metatronic cube, consisting of 12 individual universes interconnected into a spinning spiral, and each physical universe has more than 12 dimensions. The basic gestalt energy or geometric vibration in each physical universe is called the photon. It is the basic particle of light. The different combinations and complex vibrations of photons create atoms, matter and the physical matter that exists within each universe. Infinite consciousness is commonly expressed as all that is. We are composed of both love and light, or matter and consciousness. Matter, solids, liquids and gases, is composed of varying amounts of electromagnetic energy held in a state of tension. Electrical energy and magnetic energy are the two building blocks for creation and the foundation of all existence. We are a single vibrational unit of consciousness that stems from universal energy called infinite consciousness. In other words, although we are an individualized and separate soul, we are connected to this universal energy and thus we are the seed, unit of the Creator's consciousness. Therefore, we are all energetically connected to each other, to each universe, other dimensions, planets, atoms and all other units of consciousness. All that is also refers to all the frequencies or dimensions that divide and create the multiverse. The multiverse is itself a living organism, which includes Earth, our universe, other universes and all the spiritual beings contained within. That is why the Creator oneness is difficult to describe, because infinite consciousness expresses itself in everything and everywhere. When it all comes together, it is known as the Creator or Source. In order for consciousness to evolve, it must experience itself via a corporeal body consisting of matter. This is called a sentient being. Consciousness is the life force energy that allows matter to become sentient. Consciousness is the Creator, and matter or light is created by consciousness. Our consciousness uses a human body to explore and experience itself. But consciousness can also experience itself in different corporeal shapes and forms. Earth is composed of matter. It is a corporeal body. Consciousness can explore and experience itself as a planet. Earth is a living and sentient being, and the name of this soul is Mother Gaia. In addition, all living things that originated from naturally occurring processes on the planet, meaning they are composed of matter, are sentient beings. More importantly, matter does exist beyond our human perception. All living things in Earth, matter, also have an invisible twin of itself, which is made of antimatter. This is known as the ethereal body. Please note that the term consciousness does not mean the same as human consciousness. This refers to our conscious awareness and interaction with our environment using our physical senses and our ability to respond to our physical surroundings. A human existence allows you to experience yourself, so you can acquire and develop new intelligence, thoughts and emotions during each incarnation. Therefore, your consciousness is twofold. It is the total sum of wisdom that you have experienced from all your incarnational lives, and it allows you to consciously experience yourself in the physical world, This you are conscious or self-aware of your reality, the ethereal body. With regard to ascension, one of the most important concepts for you to understand and accept, is the fact that everything in your reality is energy. Your soul is energy, all matter is energy, and your physical body is made of electromagnetic energy. You are energy. You are a unified energy system. All parts influence each other. Every living thing has two different types of bodies. One is the biological body, which is composed of matter such as organs, skeleton, muscle, etc. Your biological body contains millions of cells, and the chemical processes within these cells generate electromagnetic energy. The interconnection of all this energy creates a full body electrical circuit. This radiates as an electromagnetic field around the biological body, which is known as the human energy body. The first layer of the human energy body that exists just beyond the biological body is called the ethereal body, or etheric. The ethereal body extends about 2-6 inches in front and around the biological body. This is your life force body, which maintains, energizes and interacts with the biological body. The ethereal body is your invisible clone, and it is an exact duplicate of your biological body. Your ethereal body is still classified as physical, but it consists of ethereal or antimatter. Ethereal matter has a higher frequency than physical matter, which means it is still classified as physical, but has a different dimensional frequency and wavelength. Ethereal matter is superimposed over the biological body, but exists in a higher frequency, while it occupies and coexists in the same physical space. This is the reason why you cannot see it in our third dimensional reality. The ethereal body radiates its own electromagnetic force field around the physical body known as the auric field, aura or auric body. The ethereal body is made up of tiny particles of electromagnetic energy that radiate as light, antimatter. The human chakra system is the interface between matter, biological, and antimatter, ethereal. Each of the 7 primary chakras has their own specific frequency, and the overall health of your chakras determines your frequency pattern or energy signature for your ethereal body. For example, when your lower chakras are blocked or partially blocked, you will have a low frequency signature. In addition, the frequency of your energy signature determines the level of brightness or dimness of your auric field. The various energy blockages, imbalances and distortions within the ethereal body, chakras, will determine the state of health in your physical body. Therefore, each of you has a specific energy signature that is determined by the overall condition of the chakra system. Every person is like a radio channel, functioning on a different frequency. The chakras are transformers of energy, input, output, which supports and energizes the physical body. Ascension involves clearing and removing blockages or unwanted frequencies from the chakras, and then taking steps that bring the total bodily chakra system into balance. The process of healing each chakra amplifies or increases the frequency of your energy signature. As a result, the old 3D auric field is replaced with a new and higher frequency auric field. Be mindful of the energetic relationship between matter, ethereal body, and your consciousness, thoughts, attitudes, feelings, beliefs and emotions. In regard to planetary ascension, reflect on the following concept: all living things are comprised of matter and radiate an ethereal body. Your ethereal body was created at the time of conception. That life force energy was supplied to us during gestation, from Earth's biosphere, food, water, etc. As a result, every living being has an ethereal body, and we are all connected and anchored to the planet's ethereal body. Therefore, energetically speaking, humanity's negative behavior and actions such as war, pollution, nuclear waste, etc. has had a direct impact on Mother Gaia's life force, because any negative energy stored within our ethereal body is filters directly into the planet's ethereal body. In addition, during the planetary shift, the planet's ethereal body and everything ethereally attached will shift to the next dimension. Therefore, physical ascension simply involves increasing your ethereal frequency to ensure you are compatible with the planet's ethereal frequency, Thus you remain vibrationally anchored to the planet's ethereal body. Section 2. The Multi-Dimensional Universe. With regard to ascension, this section will briefly outline the structure of the multi-dimensional universe, which will help you understand the term dimension. Note there is no requirement that you need to believe and accept this model for understanding the universe and dimensions. The structure of our physical universe is geometrically shaped as a tetrahedron, which consists of 12 different layers called dimensions. These dimensions determine what we perceive around us and how we live in it. A dimension can also be called a plane of existence or reality. Each dimension has its own unique vibrational qualities, such as sound and color. Everything within the universe is composed of vibration and frequency. The 12 dimensions are divided into dimensional groups called vectors. Each vector contains 3 dimensions. Each vector is composed of a specific grouping of frequencies and wavelengths, which corresponds to a primary color within the visible light spectrum. Higher dimensions have the highest frequency, because they exist at the top of the visible light spectrum, beyond gamma. Each dimension is composed of subatomic particles of light moving at different frequencies and wavelengths. They do not collide or even recognize each other. We exist in the third dimension, yellow, which means the other dimensions are invisible to us and undetectable to our human senses. The 12 dimensions coexist in the same physical space, but each dimension is separated by different wavelengths. That is the reason why the other dimensions are invisible to us. The subatomic particles of light in the fourth dimension, green, are flowing past the third dimension. They simply slide past each other and do not physically interact. Therefore, each dimension has its own specific properties, namely their own density, wavelength and band of frequencies. Consider the following hypothetical. Visualize yourself sitting on a chair in your kitchen. Now imagine there are 12 different versions of you occupying the same room or space, but each of you has a different primary color, or frequency. The different versions of you pass through the same space you occupy, but they exist in a different dimension. Each version of you, room or chair has a different wavelength. For example, our 3D reality has the properties, frequency and wavelength, of yellow. Your consciousness is vibrationally attuned to the 3D wavelength, which determines what you physically see and how you interact with objects. The fourth dimension has a different set of properties, which corresponds to the next highest color in the spectrum, hence you cannot see anything from the 4D reality, unless you change the frequency of your body to correspond to the frequency of the fourth dimension. Each dimension has its own specific frequencies and wavelengths. In order to exist and consciously experience the fourth dimension, the vibrational frequency for matter, liquid, gas, solid, and consciousness, you, must correspond to the same properties of that dimension. Life in the universe is not limited to the third dimension, it is just that we cannot see the other realities that exist, because those realities have a different frequency and wavelength that do not correspond to our 3D senses. Therefore, our physical existence on Earth is simply one of many infinite realities in the multi-dimensional universe. Dimensions and densities. The multidimensional universe has the structure of the visible light spectrum. The visible light spectrum consists of several primary colors, for example red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet are abbreviated as Roy G. Biff, but other colors exist beyond gamma. Each primary color represents a dimension, which has its own specific properties such as density, frequency and wavelength. For example, the first dimension is represented as red, which is located at the bottom of the spectrum. The second dimension is orange and so on. Between any two dimensions or primary colors, there are 12 overtones, or sub-frequency bands. For example, to progress from one primary color, red, to the next highest primary color, orange, you need to ascend through 12 different shades, overtones of that primary color before you move on to the next highest color or dimension, or octave. Dimensions are separated by wavelength, like notes on a musical scale.